Chapter 8. The Feast. Jack buried his face in his hands.
"I don't believe it," he said. "I just burned up the pilgrim's turkey."
"Stay calm," said Annie. "I'll get Priscilla."
"No, don't tell Priscilla," moaned Jack.
"We have to tell Priscilla," said Annie.
She hurried out of the house. Jack lifted his head and stared at the burned turkey.
"Oh, man," he whispered unhappily.
The pilgrims had worked so hard to get their food. They had had such a terrible winter, especially Priscilla, and now he had ruined their first Thanksgiving. The door opened. Annie pulled Priscilla over to the hearth.
"See," said Annie, "the turkey fell into the fire. It burned up."
"I did it," Jack confessed.
Priscilla just stared at the burned turkey in the wet, messy hearth. Then she looked at Jack. He looked away from her.
"Ah, Jack," Priscilla said softly, "thou look sad."
He nodded.
"I ruined everything," he mumbled.
"No, thou did not," said Priscilla. She reached out her hand. "Come."
Priscilla led Jack and Annie out into the bright autumn light.
"Look," she said.
Jack saw pilgrim women and kids walking to the tables. They all carried wooden platters piled with food. "In the other houses, there was cooking also," said Priscilla. Jack saw roasted ducks, turkeys, and deer meat. He saw baked fish, lobsters, eels, clams, and oysters. He saw pumpkins, beans, and corn, dried plums, berries, and roasted nuts, steamy pots of soups and puddings, and loaves of baked breads.
"We had a very good harvest this fall," said Priscilla. "We stored many vegetables. We salted our fish and cured our meat. And today, our Wampanoag neighbors brought back 5 deer from the forest for our feast."
Jack was relieved to see all the food. Priscilla knelt down and looked him in the eye.
"See, thou did not ruin anything, Jack," she said. "Thou and Annie have helped me a lot this day. You have both made me laugh, and you have both acted with kind hearts."
Jack was amazed. He thought he'd been no help at all.
"Come," said Priscilla. "Let us join the others. Art thou hungry?"
Jack nodded. Seeing all the platters of food had made him really hungry. He and Annie followed Priscilla. In the golden glow of autumn light, Jack and Annie joined the pilgrims and the Wampanoag at the long tables. Priscilla gave Jack and Annie wooden plates. She gave them big white cloth napkins. Then she served them plenty of food. Before they started to eat, Governor Bradford stood up to speak. "Those of us who came here on the Mayflower did not know how to live in this land," he said. "But Squanto came to help us, and today we give thanks for him and for the peace we share with his people and for all our great blessings." Governor Bradford looked at Jack and Annie. "Welcome to our feast," he said. "At this moment, 3 worlds, your world, our world, and the world of the Wampanoag, are not 3. They are 1. 'Tis the magic of community."
"Indeed," said Annie.
She clapped her hands and looked at Jack.
"We did it,"
she whispered.
"Did what?"
thought Jack. Governor Bradford then put his napkin over his shoulder.
"Now," he said, "let us feast till our bellies are filled."
As everyone started to eat, Annie leaned close to Jack.
"We found the special magic," she whispered. "The magic of community. Remember the rhyme?"
She repeated Morgan's words.
"To find a special magic, when work and toil are done, gather all together, turn 3 worlds into 1.
"Oh, man," said Jack.
He'd forgotten all about it.
"We can go home now," said Annie.
"No way," said Jack. "We have to eat first."
Jack and Annie used their fingers to pick up their food. And they ate and ate and ate. Jack tried everything on his plate, except a little bit of eel and 2 clams. Everything he did eat, he liked, even the turnips.
"Food really tastes good," he thought as he chewed, "when you eat it outside on a beautiful day with lots of nice people."